Adam, do you still find yourself barracking for the Giants? And, you know, a lot of the guys that are your age, their senior players you grew up with. What have you made of the last week or so? Has Leon Cameron been made a scapegoat? Or is it time to move on, do you think?
No, I definitely, you know, as time goes by, I don't really know many of the players personally, so you kind of don't attach yourself there. But I support the guys that I played with and guys like I mentioned before. But I think, you know, for the period that Leon had there was incredible. I feel like the success that he had, now, I don't know what the stat is, but I know that, you know, they've won a final, I think, every year in the past 5 or 6 years, which is an incredible achievement. And, you know, they're still growing the game out there. And it was a challenging time being there at the time, trying to grow the game of footy out west and trying to build a fan base and establish a fan base. So, you know, for Leon to, you know, get them into position where they've, you know, played in a grand final, been in multiple final series, played preliminary finals, I feel like it's been, you know, a great period, or a great era, really, for the footy club, and one that where they look back on and, again, will be, you know, in 100 years' time, that would have been the foundation that was laid to set up that footy club to have sustained success. So I haven't really followed it too closely with in terms of being a scapegoat or, you know, whatever it may be. I kind of just watch from afar and support from afar. And I sent Leon a message because, as I touched on before, he's probably had the greatest impact on my footy career in the AFL to date. So I would have been nice for them to win because it would have been a nice way to go out. But love for Leon to find his way back to the Bulldogs, that'd be pretty cool.